Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective, and more affordable than you might think. Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA News, I'm Ryan Daniels. Donald Trump has posted a reduced bond in his New York civil fraud case. Trump posted the $175 million bond Monday evening, preventing any potential seizure of his assets. Last week, the court allowed the amount owed for an appeal to be lowered from $454 million, giving him 10 days' time to make good on it. With Monday's payment, Trump comes in well ahead of that deadline. The U.S. is investigating after an Iranian military commander was targeted in an Israeli airstrike. USA's John Schaefer with details.
The Iranian military commander was targeted in that airstrike on the Iranian embassy in Syria. Former senior director of the National Security Council, Michael Allen, says he expects Iran to respond.
I think they'll want something that's more than symbolic, but short of outright declaration of war with Israel, because
Israeli troops continue to engage Hezbollah along Lebanon's southern border amid the conflict with Hamas.
Meanwhile, the World Central Kitchen confirms at least five of its aid workers were killed by an Israeli airstrike in Gaza on Monday. The group delivers meals to people in war zones and disaster areas. The Israeli Defense Force said an investigation is underway. Much of the U.S. will be bracing for severe storms this week. Things kicked off Monday evening with tornado watches, severe thunderstorm alerts posted from North Texas to Illinois and Indiana. Storms are expected to continue Tuesday with flood alerts from Indiana to Maryland. After that, heading into midweek, snow is forecast across the upper Midwest, moving into the Northeast by late in the week. Americans are getting some free advice from an expert ahead of this month's total solar eclipse. When you pick up safety glasses for viewing,
anything that you can pick it up and see through it, it's not going to protect your eyes from the sun.
Emily Rice is an astronomer and City University of New York professor. This is USA News.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
The last living survivor of the Japanese attack on the USS Arizona at Pearl Harbor has died. Luke Conter died Monday in Grass Valley, California, according to his family. He was 102 years old. He was among more than 2,000 Americans killed during the Japanese bombings of Pearl Harbor in December 1941. It is the event which triggered U.S. involvement in World War II. The mayor of Uvalde, Texas, is stepping down after less than a year on the job. Mayor Cody Smith announced his resignation Monday, citing medical issues. Filing tax returns has become a source of stress for Gen Z, USA's John Schaefer.
A survey conducted by Cash App Taxes reveals that one out of every four individuals in this age bracket feels the need to seek therapy to cope with the anxiety of tax filing. Tax professionals note that many Gen Z clients are filing taxes for the first time and lack fundamental knowledge, such as where to obtain a 1099 form or its purpose.
McDonald's bringing back a missing menu item. USA's Laura Winters on the story.
The bagel. McDonald's stopped serving bagels as a standalone item on its all-day breakfast menu back in 2020, but now about a third of the nearly 14,000 U.S. locations have put them back on the menu. Many McDonald's fans thrilled, posting pictures of their yummy breakfast sandwich with the bagel all over social media.
I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your health care costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
It's what we do. It's our commitment to you, ladies and gentlemen. But look, we need all hands on deck if we're going to get this country back on track. There's a clear delineation. It's a binary choice. Either you are or you're not. That's what it comes down to. Our next guest, it's great to have him back with us. It's been a while since he and I have had a chance to talk. Lieutenant Colonel Robert McGinnis is going to be here in just a moment. U.S. Army retired. Internationally known security and foreign affairs expert. He currently serves as a Pentagon strategist, previously instructed at three Army schools, and was the vice president for policy at the Family Research Council. Colonel, welcome back. Good to have you with us. How are you, sir?
I'm doing well, Bill. Thanks for having me.
Well, your book that was released last year is still very much in prominence, Divided We Stand, the Globalist Scheme for a One World Government. That is the binary choice. Either we're going to remain united, we the people, an American democratic constitutional republic, or we're going to go the way of Klaus Schwab and the World Economic Forum and One World Globalists, right?
Absolutely. And of course, there's a lot of momentum behind that on the parts of our enemies, the Chinese, the Russians, and of course, a host of terrorist groups that want that. And then, of course, internally, as you know, Bill, you know, we have a president that, you know, is not pro-America. Yeah, he's doing things that are absolutely contrary to our best interests.
Did you ever think that would be the case? I mean, that we would have a president. I mean, it was bad enough with Obama. Obama got so much cover because the media, he was the darling of the media, and nobody could see, you know, behind the veiled curtain here what was happening, you know, from that famous speech, the fundamental transformation of America, what that meant. They just cheered like a bunch of, you know, trained SEALs. And then we lived with 8 years of the Obama's policies and realized that, wow, he's dangerously incompetent. Whatever decisions he made on a domestic level with, you know, directions of funds to Solyndra, if you recall, and how he buried our, $500 million of investment and acquiesced to the Chinese to let them come in and steal the solar panel market. What he did overseas with Iran, you know, and what he did in terms of compromising our footing internationally. I mean, it was a mess. And I don't understand why people missed out on that, because we had a clear difference between what happened in 8 years of Obama, 4 years of Trump. And people said, I guess we're not winners. We're losers. You know, what are we doing? We're winning here. This is wrong. So let's bring a loser back and Joe Biden. And Joe Biden's doubled down on all the mess and calamity that the Obama years gave us.
Yeah, he's Obama 2.0. He's Obama on steroids and has, of course, you know, opened our southern border, allowing more than 10 million people to flood in here, to include many that are likely terrorists that are getting prepared in cells around this country to attack our infrastructure and to cause chaos and to destroy America. That's not, I don't think, a real exaggeration. I think that's, in fact, what some of our enemies have in mind. Certainly the Chinese do. And arguably, what we saw in Moscow on the 22nd of March with ISIS-K, that's exactly what ISIS-K would do
exactly.
in this country. And I know that we have some of them here amongst us, and that's frightening. It's worse than 9/11. And just like FBI Director Wray said a week ago, that the lights are blinking red. We haven't seen anything nearly as threatening as what's going on today. And it's not just from the terrorists, but it's also from the Chinese infiltration and from others.
Mm-hmm. Well, you brought up an earlier point, and people need to understand. You do have that group of people that are following Klaus Schwab and the globalists, okay? That's the one world government. That is their objective, and they are moving full speed ahead. And meanwhile, there's useful idiots that come along the way here to help them out. I don't think that Hamas and Hezbollah and, ill players out of the Middle East care much about, about a one world government. What they care more about is the destruction of America. And so, the enemy of my enemy is my friend is kind of the mantra for Klaus Schwab and the globalists, right?
Yeah, absolutely. And, all we have to do is look at some of the actions of these people. Schwab and his son, of course, are major friends of the Chinese communist, President Xi, and we've seen that time and again. His son lives in Beijing as an advisor to President Xi. Just look at what they did to the Hong Kong government recently.
Exactly.
They basically put a heavy footprint there, which is going to ruin that economy, ruin it as an international city, and just turn it into a conduit of the communist ideology that the Beijing government has perpetrated not only internally but across the world. And they want to be the middle kingdom, the hegemon across the world. And their statements are very clear. And of course, it's not just here in the earth. They have every intention of taking over the moon and all the space in between. Those have major ramifications for a high-tech economy, and we are dependent upon that high-tech economy and all those satellites. So this is expansive, and people need to appreciate how serious this situation we face today is.
Yeah, what we see in the South China Sea is just a mere example, isn't it?
South China Sea is pretty bad, especially if you're Vietnam or the Philippines or Taiwan. However, they have expanded their reach throughout Africa, throughout Latin America, and of course they're making major inroads in Europe. It's only if countries wake up will this change.
Yeah, exactly. You mentioned Hong Kong's new national security law. Help our audience understand what exactly this is. You touched a little bit on the ramifications, but I want to, unfold that a little bit more, if you would, Colonel.
Yeah, in 1997, the UK gave the Chinese more say over Hong Kong. Supposedly, it was supposed to be one country, two systems. Now, of course, the Taiwanese are watching this. In 2020, they established a national security law that really reduces a great deal of the autonomy. And now, here a week or two ago, they amended that law to include Article 23, which has 39 new national security crimes to include sabotage, calls. Any call for independence, of course, is subject to jail or death. They redefine treason, sabotage, sedition, and all of these things. And so it really is a foot on the neck of the Hong Kong and destroys dissent. You can't even have a book that is anti-Beijing on your shelf. This is very tough.
Exactly. Well, look at... and let me say this. Don't think that that attitude is not having any effect or influence on the politicians here in America today. We certainly see it happening in Canada. Justin Trudeau has made it very clear that President Xi is his favorite and his form of government. He loves it tremendously. And so look what's happening in Canada. Just as a mere indication to let you know that those waves of influence are flowing. And it's coming at us like a tidal wave, and it will continue. And we're grateful that Lieutenant Colonel Robert McGinnis is with us, and we'll have him more right after the break. Stay with us.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
In national health news, Waltham, Massachusetts-based Invivid has received emergency use authorization from the U.S. Food and Drug Administration for its investigational monoclonal antibody for pre-exposure prophylaxis or prevention of COVID-19 in adults and adolescents who have moderate to severe immune compromise and are unlikely to mount an adequate response to COVID-19 vaccination. Invivid's Chief Executive Officer David Herring commented.
As we've seen lately, SARS-CoV-2 continues to spread and cause unacceptably high levels of illness, hospitalizations, and death. The threat from COVID is not over, especially for vulnerable populations such as the immunocompromised.
Studies have shown that moderately to severely immunocompromised people, such as organ transplant recipients and people with certain blood cancers, among others, may not have a strong immune response to vaccines. Monoclonal antibodies work differently than vaccines to provide protection against viral threats. This new investigational therapy has been authorized by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration for emergency use only. It is not FDA approved for any use, and there is limited information about the safety and effectiveness of using this investigational therapy for prevention of COVID-19. It is not authorized for treatment and is not a substitute for vaccination in individuals for whom COVID-19 vaccination is recommended. For the Food and Drug Administration's letter of authorization and product fact sheets, visit this website, invivid.com. Once again, that's INVIVYD.com. The content in this report was provided by Invivid, Inc.
Fresh and independent, just the way you like to hear from us. I'm Bill Martinez. He is Lieutenant Colonel Robert Bob McGinnis, U.S. Army retired, internationally known security and foreign affairs expert. To that point, Bob, I wanted to talk to you specifically about Israel-Hamas. We're, what, day 178 since that fateful day on October the 7th, and the international community has no stomach for war. And they have decided to use Israel as their punching bag and forgetting the damage that Hamas and the Palestinians leveled on Israel that were in their bed sleeping or having a party.
Absolutely. Yeah, the Hamas must be destroyed. If it's not destroyed, it will do exactly as it has said time and again, mm-hmm. what it did on October the 7th. You know, Netanyahu and his war cabinet fully appreciate this threat. They are now fighting across the entire region, not only in Gaza, but they're fighting in southern Lebanon with the Hezbollah, in Syria, as we saw bombing the other day in Damascus. They're fighting in Iraq. They're fighting with the Houthis to their south. And then elsewhere, the Iranian regime is dead set on the destruction of Israel. And, of course, we're right behind it. And so the Biden administration, unfortunately, is putting pressure on Netanyahu and that government to stop the attack into Gaza, especially Rafah. And if they don't continue into Rafah and utterly destroy Hamas, this will happen again. And it will happen again at a much higher rate and sooner than most people realize.
Well, it is amazing. Hamas has captured the media and those on the left. I mean, even in a situation here over the weekend on Easter Sunday, St. Patrick's Cathedral is hijacked. Bob, I mean, this is, this is how far the narrative has been supported and buttressed by this administration, that all things are okay. And on top of that, you got the President of the United States on Easter Sunday saying, oh, no, we need to be responsive. I mean, forget about the billions of Christians and people who believe in God and believe in the resurrection of Jesus Christ. No, for about 0.6% of the population of the United States, we need to bend the knee to them and acknowledge Transgender Day. Really?
Yeah, they're so radical, they don't even see the writing on the wall. The fact is that, much like our founder, Patrick Henry, wrote, and I'll quote what he said, quote, "It cannot be emphasized too strongly or too often that this great nation was founded not by religionists, but by Christians, not by religions, but on the gospel of Jesus Christ." And so their decision to establish Transgender Day of Visibility and have it coincide with the most holy day of the year for two-thirds of the American people, Christians. It's just a slap in the face of every Christian in America. And unfortunately, I think this White House is absolutely deaf. They're playing to their own very small, marginalized community, and then they're just throwing the rest of us out with the bathwater.
And the thing is amazing, at what cost? At what cost? I mean, here we are down the road. It was the year 2000. The Democratic Party said, we're taking God out of the platform. And even then, there was some consternation and some boos that was happening at the convention. If you remember, I just remember this so vividly. And I thought, whoa, do they realize what they're doing? And sure enough, here we are two decades later. And this is what a godless America is starting to look like, Bob.
Yeah, there's no question about it. And this administration is double timing down the DEI agenda, their anti-God agenda. They're doing virtually everything they can to uproot the very foundation that this country established almost 250 years ago. And, if the American people, who I think, by and large, are supportive of the principles and precepts that founded our country. We respect people that have differences, but we are not totally intolerant of some of the things that we put up with because we're an open society. We're going down the road of a totalitarian regime, and we're not that far from what the Chinese are doing or what Vladimir Putin is doing with 87% of the voters being forced to vote for him. This is something that's very serious, and we have to wake up to that reality.
Right, exactly. Well, the thing is that, as you say, like you, Bob, I have confidence in the American people. I just think that they're starting to wake up, but they need to wake up faster to the reality. And they're going to be shocked. They're going to think, where was I? What happened, you know, to the United States of America? And the fact of the matter is the Democratic Party, and it really is, it's at their doorstep. And I blame Republicans as well, because they have kind of, you know, this has kind of been an interesting dynamic. And you can tell me if this is what you've seen. What I've seen is that as far left as the Democrats have gone, the new center of moderation has been altered based on their radical left ideology. And the Republican Party has moved left with them and still believing, you know, in compromise. But they're compromising on a goalpost that has been moved further left and not the center. This is not JFK's Democratic Party. This is the way I see it. Am I off?
No, I totally agree with you, Bill. We have moved, and we've moved in a very radical direction. And the Republicans, if they really were conservative, they would yank hard at pulling this country back in the right direction, where our founders came from. You know, I've just was looking at, you know, I've written a series of books over the years. I read the intro to Progressive Evil that I wrote 5-6 years ago, and everything that I say in there has come true. And I was frightening when I wrote it back then, but the progressives have really seized control of much of Congress and, of course, this presidency, and have yanked us in a direction of totalitarianism, Marxism, if you will. And that is scary, and it should scare every, you know, red-blooded American that loves this country, and especially the Christian community that are concerned about the demonic direction and policies that some of this administration has been spouting.
Well, Bob, being a warrior, you understand the operational principles of a battle and war. And really, this is what it's come down to, and where the American people need to warrior up and save this country, because, as you said, it's really a small percentage, when you think about it, a small percentage of these elites have captured our institutions, and they're ruining them. And if we're not going to take a stand, yes, this is no longer an existential threat. This is a domestic threat that has been well established over the years. They are running deep. I mean, the deep state, I think I was speaking with someone else, there's at least 6 different attributes and layers to the deep state. This has to be rooted out in such a way, and Bob, I'm not sure we can do it in 4 years under a new president. I mean, because this is going to be a battle royal. You know, they're not going to just say, oh, yeah, you got us. We lied. We cheated. We stole elections. We're just going to go away. Oh, no, this is going to be a revolution, isn't it? If we're going to take the country back.
Yeah, it's a cultural revolution. And, you know, much like what we've seen cultural revolutions, whether in China or Russia or France in the past, they want to change the fundamentals of the society. And in order to do that, they have to radically do some of the things that we're seeing right before us. So, yes, we must be warriors. We must understand that requires sacrifice. And, you know, when I wrote my book, The Deeper State, there is a spiritual component here. It's much more than the administrative state taking charge of all the bureaucracies and so forth. But there is a very demonic spiritual component to what's going on in America today.
Well, this is why, you know, you speak of the religionist that founded the country. There must be a rise of people who believe in God and come forward to, you know, to battle this spiritual battle. Because you're exactly right. This is a spiritual battle, and we must call upon our God, you know, to go out with the people's armies in order to defeat this. We're not going to do it in and of ourselves, are we?
Not at all. We must be resilient, and we must be dedicated.
Well, the Lieutenant Colonel, retired U.S. Army, Robert McGinnis has been our guest, internationally known security and foreign affairs expert, currently serves as a Pentagon strategist, previously instructed at three Army schools. Robert, thank you for being with us. Take care. Godspeed.
All organizations responsible for implementing all a part of a state's commercial driver's license program and agencies that provide commercial motor vehicle operator safety training. Federal grant funding may be within your reach. I'm Nikki McDavid, Commercial Driver's License Division Chief with the U.S. Department of Transportation's Federal Motor Carrier Safety Administration, or FMCSA. The CDL program implementation and the CMB Operator Safety Training Grant programs help pave the way for safer roadways and a safer transportation environment. Prospective applicants are encouraged to learn more about these funding opportunities at fmcsa.dot.gov/grants. Together, we can prevent crashes, serious injuries, and deaths on our nation's highways. This message is brought to you by the U.S. Department of Transportation, Federal Motor Carrier Safety Administration.
USA News Update. President Biden will visit Baltimore Friday following the collapse of the Francis Scott Key Bridge. White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre said the president will meet with federal and local officials and get a look at response efforts on the ground. More people are using cash to buy their homes. USA's John Schaefer.
In February, over a third of home purchases were made with cash. That's according to a recent report by the real estate firm Redfin. The figures emerge amidst persistently high mortgage rates. The proportion of all cash purchases nearly matches the peak of all cash buying of 38%, which was observed in 2013. Redfin also notes a substantial increase in the median down payment for homes, rising by over 24% compared to last year.
Texas health officials are reporting a human case of bird flu. The case identified in a person who had direct exposure to dairy cattle presumed to be infected. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritional meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Glad you could join us. I'm Bill Martinez. Jeff Camp, my good friend, man of God, former NFL QB and ministry leader, is going to be joining us in just a moment. But I kind of want to lay down the background a little bit. I'm going to call it audible here. Jeff understands this.
It's
a Holy Spirit audible, and you'll get me in just a minute. And that is that, you know, we love Peter, you know, the apostle. He's so much like us. You know, he sees and understands he's hanging with Jesus 3.5 years. And Jesus says, hey, man, I got to go to the cross. Oh, no. You don't have to do that. You know, you can't do that. And Jesus says, get behind me, Satan. And then there's another confrontation point at the Last Supper when Jesus is washing the feet of all the apostles. And Peter, in his own, you know, style, says, oh, no, not me. You know, you're not washing my feet. He says, hey, look, if I don't wash your feet, you ain't with me. And I'm not going to see you in heaven, basically. And, you know, the spirit of Peter is so much like the rest of us that here it is, Jesus has shed blood, which he told Peter about. Hey, I'm going to the cross. You know, it is going to be the blood that saves you. This is the eternal element that must be offered in order for you to find your peace and for the world to find its peace and to come together and to be unified. And so often that spirit of Peter is there in us to say, oh, Lord, you know, no, you don't have to shed your blood. But when you realize what is at cost, just like Peter did at that point, he says, well, then just, hey, wash me from head to toe. And I think that this is the opportunity for us to really have a Salem moment on and realize how important it was for Jesus to go to the cross, to be that willing sacrifice, and for his shed blood, is that we would be like Peter and say, Lord, not just my feet, but my entire body. You know, may your blood flow. It's not like we're going to go like on the day of the Passover, you know, resist not putting the blood on the lentil or the doorpost. We're, oh, no, no, you don't have to, you know, we don't have to do that. You know, we don't want to kill the lamb. We don't want to do that. But, oh, there are the things that we have to do that God has prescribed that, you know, comes at a price, but it also comes with God's supernatural blessing, right?
Oh, yeah. Bill, I appreciate you. There's a lot of news. There's a lot of important information. We have an eclipse coming. There's economic questions, immigration questions, election questions. Everyone's trying to make sure their family's taken care of and get a piece of prosperity, you know, get a better doctor's report. I've been going to the doctor recently, and, man, I had CAT scans for a spot in my brain, and skin doctor yesterday said, hey, here's a lymph node. I want you to go get biopsied. Everyone's got their stuff, right?
Yes, right.
But at the end of the day, all that stuff is part of a 80-year existence in this world, which is passing away on our way to the eternal world.
Exactly.
Jesus will come back and recreate the earth and the heavens. And if we are his children, we will be with him forever. So you're just bringing us back to this resurrection of Jesus, the fact that he had to die to be the sacrificial lamb, that he then rose from the dead to prove it, and 500 people and every single one of the apostles witnessed it. This is the center point of history, but it's got to be way more than history. I think that's why you brought it up on the show. You said, let's make this the center point of confidence and trust and faith and priority in our lives, that Jesus Christ paid for our sins, brought us into relationship with our Father, and gives us eternal life. So let's live a little differently, or let's say, let's live a lot differently today, tomorrow, in this life. You know, money isn't going to save me. Perfect circumstances aren't going to save me. Getting my health perfect is a nice short-term goal, but you can't accomplish it. You're going to die eventually. So, boy, let's celebrate that we have a relationship with the God who gives us eternal life, and we'll actually get a new body, immortal and incorruptible. So I love it that we're saying the resurrection is the center point of our lives,
right?
Not just history.
Yeah, the thing that prompted this in part, Jeff, is what concerns me is we have leadership in our country that is demonstrating to us an Easter without Jesus. Think about that. I mean, that is dangerous on so many levels. I mean, because we're not, hey, like you said, 70, 80 years, the Bible says, if you're lucky and strong enough that we spend on this time, on this plane of earth. But we've got, on the other side here, we're talking something a lot longer than 80 years. We're talking eternity. So we're all going to go, you know, across that bridge. Now, are you going to go to the left or to the right? I'm only saying left or the right because it's a binary choice. There's not something in between. Right? I mean, you're going to either...
Are you going to go up or are you going to go down? Yeah.
Exactly. However direction. But, you know, that's what it is. It's going to be one or the other. And what it is, we want everybody listening that they would be motivated to really, you know, really square away the Jesus answer. Because the question came and it started in the Garden of Eden. What are we going to do about this sin thing, God? You know, what are we? Hey, don't worry. I got it. I got it handled. And here it is. We waited and we understood from Scripture, the Holy Spirit by inspiration said, hey, look at the sin solution is coming. And it was manifest and demonstrated time and again. You know, again, we read before the Exodus, the Passover. The Passover lamb, and here it is, and the blood that had to be on the lentil and the doorpost so that the plague would pass over. Well, the plague is much like, sin and destruction, right? And so here it is. This was a symbol of what was to come. And here, God's creation was crying out and waiting, and Jesus came. The answer to the sin solution. Go ahead.
I'd like to bring us back to the history that my son's pastor, we watched their sermon after we went to our church. He took us through history that, remember, Abraham, the father of God's family, and, of course, this family is not just Jews, it's Gentiles. It's open to everyone. Apostle Peter did a great job making that clear, and Paul. But anyway, Abraham was sacrificing his son, and that's when God provided one ram for one man, Isaac. Mm-hmm. And that was the beginning of this example that Jesus would fulfill. So God provides one ram for one man, Isaac. Then in the Exodus with Moses, God has one lamb, and its blood will save each family. So one lamb for one family. Every family puts the blood on the lintel on the doorpost. And then on Good Friday, right after Palm Sunday's celebration, everything turns south. The most unexpected outcome possible happens. Jesus is crucified. It's the worst blitz, the worst crisis, the worst dark ending possible. One perfect man, Jesus, the Lamb of God, spotless, unblemished, is sacrificed and provided by God the Father for all of the human family, all of humanity. Yeah.
Right.
The Lamb of God is sacrificed to die, and then he raises to life on Sunday. He's witnessed by 500 people. He says, I'm going to go to heaven, and it'll be better for you that I leave, because I'm going to send the Holy Spirit to be in every single believer all over the world at the same time for the rest of this era of history than if I were to stay here. And the crux of our life is, do we receive the sacrifice and the resurrection of Jesus Christ, and say, thank you, I'm giving you my life.
Exactly.
And that's what I think you and I are really trying to bring us around to, is there's a better way to live, and it's giving God total control and lordship of your life, letting the Bible guide you, listening to the voice of God, not panicking when circumstances go south or politics is going, haywire. God's going to bring people into his family during dark days. It's happening in China. It's happening in the Middle East. It's happening in Africa. And if America has further problems, desperate people will turn to the only answer, Jesus Christ and our Abba Father. So the resurrection, it offers us the great exchange, our sin for Christ's righteousness, our death for his eternal life. But you got to receive it fully, Bill.
That's it. You got to be all in. Jeff Kemp, thank you. You're awesome. God bless. Be well, my friend.
It's crucial for Americans. Smartphone technology, network speeds, and mobile services are key. But many people don't realize there's major value to be found in added customer benefits. T-Mobile is putting customers first with a new customer appreciation program. Experience VIP treatment with T-Mobile's Magenta status. New one-of-a-kind deals and experiences on nationally loved brands like hotels, rental cars, concerts, movie tickets, and more. Plus, discounts and freebies every week from T-Mobile. All at no extra cost. For T-Mobile, Cassie Slane.
With Magenta status, T-Mobile customers can now get sweet perks like 15% off across Hilton's 22 leading hotel brands worldwide and upgrades to Hilton Honors Silver. Free fuel top-off at Dollar or recharge at Hertz when returning your rental. $5 movie tickets every month and 25% off some of the hottest shows of the year.
Magenta status gives customers over $1,500 a year in extra value, all for just being T-Mobile customers. Sponsored by T-Mobile.
Tax Talk with Straight Talk.
You give and you give. This tax season you get with Straight Talk Wireless. You get a reliable 5G network and unlimited data and a new Samsung Galaxy A15 for just $99. Yeah. So you can give your janky phone to your kid. Yeah.
Good talk. Switch to Straight Talk for plans starting as low as $25 a line per month for 4 lines. Find us at Walmart and StraightTalk.com. For network management practices, visit StraightTalk.com. Device offer ends 4/14/24. In-store activation on single Silver Unlimited plan or higher required. Family plan discount with 4 lines all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Taxes and fees apply.
The results are in. In a nationwide double-blind taste test, Applebee's Classic Buffalo Boneless Wings reign supreme as America's favorite boneless wings. To celebrate, Applebee's is offering boneless wings for 50 cents each for a limited time. Available for dine-in, to-go, or delivery. Head to your neighborhood Applebee's or visit Applebee's.com or mobile app to celebrate with this unbelievable deal. Price, participation, and selection may vary. Now that's eating good in the neighborhood. Sponsored by Applebee's.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
What are you going to do with your old car? You can try selling it, you could junk it, or you could donate it to Heritage for the Blind. Your car will be towed away for free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats. It doesn't matter if your vehicle runs or not. It will be towed away for free, and you'll be supporting those that need help. Heritage for the Blind is a nonprofit organization that helps the visually impaired live fuller lives. Call right now to donate your car, and as a special thank you for calling, you'll receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to many exciting locations. Call Heritage for the Blind right now, 1-800-785-9618. Donating is easy, and your vehicle is towed away for free. Plus, you'll get a free vacation voucher. Call now, 1-800-785-9618. That's 1-800-785-9618.
Money, this morning, I should say, this morning has been running away with us. How quick it is, huh? Oh, I'm telling you. It's 14 minutes before the top of the hour. I am Bill Martinez, and we go to Sam's Corner and check in with Samantha Mao. She's got all the great news to share with us and these viral videos that are capturing eyes and everybody's attention and people are talking about. Hey, Sam, good morning. How are you?
I'm good. How are you this morning?
Good. Just checking on Paxi. Is he going to be around, or is he just kind of he's mellowing this morning?
He's still sleeping.
Hey.
Yeah, he's still sleeping.
What's he doing? He's missing his scheduled time, his appearance here. I mean, you know.
I know. But that's okay. I have a feeling he might come in during the show.
Well, he's always welcome. You know that. Anyway, this first story, God is amazing. And this is a great story in light of, Easter Sunday. Though the White House and maybe there were a couple other places that thought maybe it wasn't so significant, lest we forget that, what the White House showed us is what what Easter can look like without Jesus, which is pretty scary and crazy.
Yeah.
But here you've got this Tennessee father who credits faith after a teenage daughter survives a scary crash. Tell us about this.
So what first happened was this guy, Kevin Mullins, he gets a phone call from his daughter. She's 17 years old. And her first thing that she's saying to him is, I'm sorry. It's really bad. Like, she's just, her first thought is of the car, and she's messed up the car, and she's calling her dad, and she's just apologizing. And, of course, you're a parent, you run out. First thing you do is, you're just worried about, is your child okay?
Yeah, and it's interesting, right? Those diametric perspectives. The daughter's worried about the car. The father instinctively, yes. The heck with the car, how are you,
yes.
Right? Yeah, go ahead.
Yes.
Yeah.
And so he rushes out there to find his daughter is in the middle of the road. She's crawled out from the car from the back seat or from the back window of the car. And he sees the car. Now this car is flipped over, and I'm not even sure how it did this, but it's hit a guardrail. The guardrail went through all the way through the car on the driver's side.
Oh,
and
my gosh.
She has just a scratch on her, just barely a scratch on this girl. And, you look at this car, And you think there's no way the driver should have gotten out of that. But, I mean, mm-hmm. there's just no way. And so he takes a video of it, and, you know, in the video he's crying and he's emotional and he, you know, kind of circles around the car and he's saying, what an awesome God we serve, that, like, only God could get her out of this without a scratch. And then he shows, you know, he explains what happened, and he turns around and he shows a video of his daughter, and she's just fine. She's just, I mean, emotionally, I'm sure she's not fine. But physically, she walked away unharmed, and it's just amazing. And it just, I think that, you know, as a parent, it just struck a chord with him, how close he came to losing his little girl. I mean, that's a near-death experience, but I'm sure one that he'll never forget. So,
well, and then wouldn't she have been seatbelted in? If she was seatbelted in and you got a guardrail going through,
This
just must have just missed her by inches.
It must have just missed her. I have no idea how it did it. Like, if you look at the video, I'm like, because you're kind of trying to flip the car upside down in your mind, you're like, oh my gosh, that guardrail went through the driver's side. Mm-hmm. I'm not sure how it missed her. I'm not sure if she was wearing a seatbelt or not, or what was going on. I know that it was a single car accident where, mm-hmm. you know, she's 17 years old. She gets distracted while she's driving. And, mm-hmm. you know, before you know it, just like that.
Maybe who knows, the impact itself may have, had some effect on the seat. Maybe the seat, you know, folded or something, you know, for her to be able to get out and, you know, be free of the driver's seat, assuming there was a seatbelt involved, and to be able to extricate herself out the back window as the car is upside down. This is, you know, wow. What an experience. And all that went through this young girl's mind that will be with her forever. And the ramifications of it all, not to mention, of course, as a father, you know, we see it on a bigger picture sort of thing. I mean, she's looking at it, hey, it's a crash, survived, you know, I survived, and that sort of thing. And the father looks at it, you know, from a spiritual standpoint and saying, this is a miracle. This is an absolutely freaking miracle, you know, that but for the hand of God, you know, I'm going to a funeral.
Right? Oh, absolutely. And that's one of the reasons it's been shared. According to this article, when it was reported, it had already been shared. And this is, last week, it was shared 13 million times within a short period of time. And I've seen it many times since, shared all over social media, because honestly, you look at this car and you just cannot imagine anybody, especially surviving the driver's side, would walk away.
Exactly.
I mean, I just don't know how it happened. So that is a miracle. That is a miracle from God. She must have a very important purpose, and I hope that she can drive again and, you know, be confident, and hopefully this will keep her so she's extra focused on the road and, you know, thank God nobody else was hurt either.
You know, that's the thing, Sam, about these stories that you share with us. So often you and I find ourselves going, God, imagine 10 years forward, what's this going to, you know, how is this going to impact this young person? And, you know, you just can't wait to see how that plays out in their lives. It's just amazing. And that's another one of these stories. This next one is about a man who raises over $70,000 to pay off a student's lunch debt in honor of his late wife. $70,000 worth of lunch debt? I mean, what is this kid eating?
Well, this is multiple kids.
Students. Oh, that's right. Students, plural. Okay. All right. Okay. When I first read it, I was thinking one student. I'm going, what, $70,000 lunch debt? Yeah.
Like,
I mean, we know Bidenflation has had its impact, but this is pretty extreme. No. Okay. Students. All right. Plural. Many students.
Yeah,
okay. Excellent.
That's right. So, Sean Cummings. Is honoring his late wife, Kathy, who was a chef and a restaurant owner. She died from gallbladder cancer last month. And her thing, of course, you know, with her being a chef and restaurant owner, was always to make sure people were fed.
No.
She loved feeding people. And whenever she knew she was going to pass away, she asked that in lieu of flowers that people would make donations to local public schools that, like their lunch programs, you know, if his kids had any balance that was remaining, she asked that they pay for that. Well, that turns into her husband raising $70,000, getting $70,000 worth of donations. And so far, he's cleared the debt for 20 different schools, and he plans to keep on going until the donations run out. I can't think of a more, important cause. You think about kids, the last thing they need to be worried about when they're in school is, are you going to get to eat?
Right.
And I
yeah,
just,
and,
I
and much le- and much less work. Having a lingering debt over your head.
Right.
Whether it's a library book or a lunch debt, I guess this is just to prepare them for, college tuition debt that will be the next phase of indebtedness that will be over their heads. Right. But what a brilliant way to honor his wife. And this is just a really special story. And that's great that he's able to do that in the name of his wife. Now, this next one is a restaurant owner drops everything, drives nearly 6 hours to fulfill a dying woman's last wish. Are you kidding me? Tell us this story.
That's right. So Heather Bowers, she was battling cancer, and she just she was on her deathbed, and her family and her friends and herself, they knew it. They knew that she only had hours or days left. And she was talking to her friend Mary, and she was saying how she just wished she could have one last meal from this restaurant called Mama Kwan's, which was out in the Outer Banks. Now, Heather, at this time, is up in West Virginia, so the Outer Banks is about 6 hours away. And she's just like, I just wish I could have one last meal from Mama Kwan's. It was a pork plate. It was our family's favorite vacation spot. It would just make me so happy. Of course, this is a long shot, and they're thinking, maybe Mama Kwan's will just ship the food. It's like you're just trying to give your friend her dying wish. Mm-hmm. And so her friend Mary calls down to Mama Kwan's, and she speaks to the owner, Kevin, and she explains what's going on, and she gets a call from him about 5 o'clock, and he said he's got it packed up, and he's on his way. And she's like, I'm sorry. Excuse me, what? Like, she thought that, she's never met him. She doesn't know him. He doesn't know the family. He just decided he's going to do this. And so he goes
this
there.
This is better than DoorDash, huh? Wow. Yeah.
That's right. He went the same day and drove all the way in. And he said he started getting emotional on the way there. And he had to stop himself and be like, you have to be sunshine when you walk in. You can't be coming in being sad. He brings the food in for Mary, and it ends up being her last meal. She passed away the next day. To see somebody that's a total stranger just pack, a 6-hour drive, all of a sudden when you're unprepared, this is the same day. On the way to a couple of days. It was like he got the phone call, and he's like, I'm out of here. We're going right now.
What a blessing for everybody on that situation.
Okay.
Final story here. This is for us guys, okay? Because, weddings can be stressful, lots of things. And, of course, it's always about the bride. All honor and glory for the bride and the whole deal. But, you got to understand, guys, we have our own form of stress as well. And in this particular situation, you have a situation where the guy he's a little discombobulated. And he happens to leave his fiance's $2,000 wedding dress on the roof of his car. And he does. He speeds off. Right, Sam?
Yes.
15
yes.
seconds. Tom, so real quick, go ahead, finish it up.
Tom Bitten down in Australia decides he's going to be extra careful. He didn't want to squish the gown or anything like that, so he decides to put it on top of his car. Doesn't strap it in well, it ends up flying off the back. So this $2,000 wedding dress for his wedding with his fiance is coming up in February. So
the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. We all know something big is coming. And that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming more self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. My Patriot Supply is the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, and they make it easy for you to prepare. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, heirloom seeds for your garden, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items will ship that same day. Time is short. Prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Bad thing.